So today's daf is daf Nun Zayin, and we're holding on the Vav on the base, on the right at the point where we couldn't continue because we were missing Sava Jash, so now we can begin.
Zuk the Heilige Mishnah.
Almana l'Kohen Gadol, Grusha v'Chalutza l'Kohen Hediyot, Min ha'erusin lo yochlu b'truma. The Mishnah now introduces a new halacha. We've been speaking about the nature of the psul, of the various types of biot to a woman that would passel her from achilas truma, would passel her to a kohen. This Mishnah extends the idea into a psul that comes not only from an act of biya, but from what is known technically as mishtameret lebiya psula. So in other words, once a woman has been put into a position where there is a kinyan of kedushin on her, that the whole purpose of the kinyan is to lead her to a bia, which is a bia psula, it already, according to some, creates an isser on her of achilas truma. Therefore, let us say an almana becomes now mikudeshet, but never goes to the chuppah, and he never sleeps with her, to a kohen gadol, or a grusha, or a chalutza, become now mekudashot to a kohen hediot. So, min ha'erusin lo yochlu batruma, even though right now they were only nitkatshu, and they were not nivalu, they immediately come pasul from eating truma. So let's take the simplest case. If she's a bat kohen, normally she would have been eating until now. She's eating truma. But now, since she's mishtameret lebiya psula, she's no longer allowed to eat truma. Because her situation is such that we view it as if the relationship itself passels her, rather than the act of intercourse.
Forever.
No. As long as she is in this position. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Makshirin. On the other hand, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon say, so long as he doesn't actually sleep with her, which would then, of course, make her a chalala forever, but over here there hasn't been any physical relationship. And therefore, why should there be a problem? Meanwhile, she continues to eat.
And the way the weights feels like it's very strong here. This is where the weights are the matters. She has it's very nice.
Min nitarmalu nitgarshu. If now these women are in a position where the husband dies or they become divorced, so min anisuin psulat. If there was nisuin, the nisuin already creates a situation where she becomes now a chalala. A chalala, she's permanently psula, nothing's going to change at that point. Because once the marriage is consummated, that's the end of her ability to eat truma. But min ha'erusin, since the only problem was her state of kedushin that was mishtameret lebiya psula, once that's removed, either through death of the husband or through divorce, then there's no longer a state that should pass over from achilas truma. And this is the pashut way of learning the Mishnah. We'll see that Rashi has an alternative. He doesn't like this way. We'll see in a moment why. Tanya, Omar Rabbi Meir, Kal v'chomer, Umar kedushei reshut, Ein ma'achilin. Look, if when a woman gets married as a bat kohen to a Yisrael, now that's, there's nothing wrong with that, but nonetheless, the moment that she marries Be'eruzin, a Ben Yisrael, she no longer eats the truma from her father's home. So that means even a kedushin, which a kedushin k'sherim, make her stop eating truma. Kedushei avera lo kol shekein. It isn't obvious that if the kedushin that she has now are a kedushin that are illicit, because ultimately she's not allowed to sleep with him. So lo kol shekein, that should ruin her ability to eat truma that she was getting from her father's home. I don't understand how you could say that the relationship of kedushin is unimportant. Amrulo, they said to Rabbi Meir, kind of raya is that? Lo imamet bi kedushei reshut. Shekein ein lo lach yobo makom acher. If she's married now to Yisroel, obviously she's not going to eat truma, because this marriage is a marriage that never provides her truma. So therefore, what, you're going to bring me a raya that while she has a relationship of kedusha to a kohen who would give her truma. So therefore, because if he had consummated the marriage, she wouldn't be able to eat truma. Now we should look at it as if it's consummated. Mm-hmm. What connection is there between the two cases? Therefore, tomar bekedushei avera. In this case, she's married to the kohen gadol. So what are you going to say? The kohen gadol's wife can't eat truma? Elamai, well, I mean, not if he sleeps with her, but he didn't sleep with her. So meanwhile, why can't she eat truma? And therefore, we should say, Tomer b'gushay avera, shekein yesh lo la'achil b'makom acher, if it's g'dushay avera, the kohen would be able to provide her with truma if it wouldn't be for this particular problem that he can't sleep with her. Now, the Rashi doesn't like this. The reason he doesn't like it is because of the words ein ma'achilin. It says, kal v'chomer, ma kidushei reshut ein ma'achilin. Ein ma'achilin, is that the point? The point is that the Yisrael stops her from eating truma. So it's postly, not ein ma'achilin. What's this ein ma'achilin? Would not provide her with truma. So the language doesn't really make sense. Another reason Rashi doesn't like it is because of the continuation. Omar Rabbi Elazar, Omar Rabbi Yoshaya, Ptsuat Daka, Kohen. Now if you have now a Ptsuat Daka, so now there's something that is wrong with his genitals that prevents him from going into marriage with a Bas Yisrael. Lo Yavo Bekahal Hashem. So he is now a Kohen. He goes and he gives Kiddushin to a Bat Yisrael. Banu namachloket, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar. We now have arrived at the same point that the machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon was at. According to Rabbi Meir, since she is a mishtameret lebiyapsula in this case, she's a mishtameret lebiyapsula diraita, so she can't eat. So here too, the Bitsua Daka, had he slept with her, would have passed her, because he's not allowed to be Baba Kalasha. So then she would have become Asura. So here too, how can she eat Truma? The Rabbi Elazar, the Rabbi Shimon, who hold in the Mishnah, that Mishnah Merit, Rabbi Apsula Diraita, is not a problem, so long as she wasn't Nivela, she's considered to be Kshera for Achilas Truma. So here too, Anami Achla, if she would be allowed to eat Truma, here too, this woman would be allowed to eat the truth. Says Rashi, what is this talking about? Here it's talking about Kohen. We're talking about a Kohen Shekidesh Bat Yisrael. What does that have? Why didn't it say Suadaka Kohen Shekidesh Bat Kohen, if that's what we're talking about? We were never thinking about the question of whether the husband would be macular. After all, this is Erisim. We're talking about the question of whether he would now prevent her from eating, because she's already a bas kohen who had been ocheles b'truma up until this point. So, what the Mishnah, the next piece, how is this? How can he say it's the same machlokas in the Mishnah? Not the same machlokas in the Mishnah. Over there, you're trying. The question is whether you prevent her. And over here, you're telling me the question is whether you can be machiler. I mean, isn't there a difference between a schus that she already has to tell me that because she's mishtamer to be absolum and iraisa, she loses her schus? On the other hand, to compare that to a case where the very kedushin that is supposed to ultimately lead to aveira is the thing that you expect to be machil betruma. The two cases are not comparable, says Rashi. Therefore, Rashi comes up with a horrible explanation. Tosis, to get out of these problems, actually brings a change, different gears. According to Tosfos Girsa, it does not say ein ma'achilin. It says personally. According to Tosfos Girsa, it does not say bas Yisrael. It says bas kohen. In which case, fine. You don't like the Girsa. It's very good. It's not the right Girsa. This is the right Girsa. Rabbanea, maybe there's a little bit of water. I'm not sure if there's water in there, but I think there's a bottle of water on top. problem is that Rashi's pshat leaves us with even more horrific problems. Rashi learns that the case of here is talking about whether you're dealing with a bat kohen or whether you're dealing with a bat Yisrael. So that the question of the bat kohen would be if she was already eating. So in a finami, if she was already eating, would be meir with pasul, even a woman is already eating. We're also talking about a bat Yisrael in a case where Aliba, the Mishnah Rishayna, and the Masechet Ketubos, once the time is up, after 12 months, there is the responsibility, thank you, of the Ma'ares, the Mekadesh, a woman, he must consummate the marriage by 12 months. Once 12 months have passed, he's now responsible to treat her as a wife in terms of support, and so on and so forth. And this, the Chachamim were goes there to make sure that we don't get away with any kind of people giving Kiddush and leaving women hanging and so on. So there, originally, before we came with the Gezerah to Aser Achilas Truma under such circumstances, the din was that she was Achilas B'Truma. Since anyway, Midian Reiser, she's Achilas B'Truma. So it was Achilas B'Truma. Therefore, says Rashi, the question over here was, if it was a case of a Bas Yisrael, so then the Bas Yisrael, according to Rabbi Meir, obviously, possibly when the Bas Kohen. But the Kiddush over here is that according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, even a Bas Yisrael would be able to eat Truma because of the fact that she's now Mekudeshes to a Kohen. And therefore, when it's bringing a Raya, and here is the horrible weakness in Rashi's Pshat, therefore, when it's bringing a Raya here in the Gemara, Rabbi Meir says, Kal v'chomer ma kiddushei reshus ein ma'akili. According to Rashi, this means, it's almost hard to say it, according to Rashi, this means that the Kal v'chomer is, if when she becomes Mekudeshes, the Bas Yisrael becomes Mekudeshes to a Yisrael, so he wasn't being able to be machil her truma, even though he's perfectly allowed to marry her. So Kosha came, if the husband, the Bas, the Kohen, who has a Bas Yisrael, where he's not allowed to marry her, is certainly not going to be better than the Ben Yisrael. Which is horrible. What kind of business is that? I understand. Obviously, Yisrael can't be Machil B'Truma. It has nothing to do with the status of the Kiddushin. What's he talking about? So because this, Tosfos says, this is crazy. How did we ever think such a pshat? Therefore, the gears of change allows us to keep the simple meaning. And we're talking about a Bas Kohen. That's what we'll have to say. Fine. So there we change the lashon to Kedusha Rishus Poslin, and Rabbi Yochananel has that pshat, and by Tzuradaka we change it to Shekidesh Bat Kohen. All right.
Kohen marrying a Grusha is definitely fully true, right? A Kohen marrying a Grusha is not disqualified.
What do you mean, a Kohen marrying
himself?
He is not disqualified. Yeah, no, he himself is not disqualified. Says the Gemara about this later comparison over here. Now note that the comparison was made by Rabbi Elazar Amar Rabbi Hoshaya. Rabbi Elazar Amar Rabbi Hoshaya said a Ptzur Daka has the same relationship in terms of being Machil B'Truma as the Machlokas in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Mimai. What makes you say that? Diyomar Kanlo Kamer Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Hatam. The reason that Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon held that in our Mishnah she becomes psula, it does not become psula, is because the Yesh lo la'achil b'makom acher. Look, this Kohen has at least the koach, does he not, to give a woman somewhere truma. It happens to be this particular woman is not kshera for him. But over here, if the Kohen himself is a psua daka, he can't be machil any woman in Truma, because no woman is ruyah for him. So you're going to talk about over here, Aval Hakha Deilo Lachil B'Makom Acher Lo, maybe even Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon would say, now wait a minute, we got a real problem with this Kohen. He's not Bekoach over here to be machil B'Truma. And what about the Chitema, you'll say, well, what about the Bat Girim? because a bat gerim maybe is not considered to be kal Hashem, to be usher to the tzuadak, huh? So maybe you'll say, oh, but he has the keach to be, to at least defeat a case of a bat gerim. The problem is that the same Mandi Omar who's bringing up the question, we're asking over here the contradiction between Rabbi Oshaya. Rabbi Elazar quoted this mimer in the name of Rabbi Oshaya, right? Rabbi Oshaya is the one who supposedly claimed that the relationship of the Tzuadaka is the same as the Machlokas and the Mishnah of the relationship to the Kohen. Stop, to a Kohen, to a Grusha. But he himself, and the only way it would work, it would be to say, well, what's the difference? A Tzuadaka has Bekayach to feed a woman Truma if she's a Bat Gerim. The problem is that Rav Oshaya himself did not hold that. Because Vahami Boy Boyla Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Oshaya, as we're going to see, Rabbi Yochanan actually asked Rav Oshaya himself what the din is about a Kohen Tzuadaka who went ahead and married a Bat Gerim. And he was misupak about that. So he certainly couldn't have said as a blanket statement that that would be the equivalent alibi Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, that it's no different than being machal betruma to a woman who was, in this particular case, psula lo. So she was a grusha. Itma. Abaye says there's no problem over here. Indeed, the Tzuadak is no different than anybody else. Why? Because Olu Machila below Yada'a. Suppose he was married to her from before. If he was married to her from before, he was Machil Betruma. Now he has an accident, becomes a Tzuadak. At this point, he's not allowed to sleep with her. But she doesn't lose her status of eating until he actually does sleep with her. So in a case below Yada'a, he would continue to provide her with truma. Because it's not the kiddushin of Isser that provided her with truma. It was the kinyan beheta that provided her with truma. So what are you going to say? She became nifselet? She wasn't nifselet. He never slept with her. We don't need to look at his current state. It's not an ongoing situation that is machila betruma. So since he's posel, she's posel. So we're saying, but she's mishtameret labia psula. But the kiddushin had nothing to do with mishtameret labia psula. So therefore, when she was in Nechnetzik, she got a tzchus to eat. She continues to eat. But the fact is, she's continuing to eat because of this guy who's a Tzuadaka. If his rishus would be paka, he would die. She wouldn't be able to eat. So a Tzuadaka can be machal betruma. Elamai, you're telling me the issue over here is, but what about the kiddushin? Good. So in this case, it's mishtameret labia psula. You're right. But Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon hold that Mishtamaret will be a psul, is not a psul. So everything is fine. That's exactly what Rav Oshaya was saying. You don't have to come on to the case of Bat Gerim. Makes perfectly good sense. That's what I say. Rava says, I'll give you a better answer. Ho ilu ma'achil, it should say. Bi'avada v'shif chotav ha'knanim, if a psuadaka owns kinyan kaspo, not a woman. Kinyan kaspo, he owns an eved. Does he feed the eved truma? Of course he does. So what are you going to tell me? He doesn't have Bekeach to feed Truma. He has Bekeach to feed Truma. So now the only issue is, what about a relationship that's omitted for a Bia Psula? That's the question of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. But there's nothing that's innate in a Psuadaka that says a Psuadaka can't feed Truma. He can feed Truma. Yeah, that's a good point. Abaya lo amar kirova. Abaya, however, didn't want to say that. Because he says, look, you can't really compare the halat truma of kinyan ishut, which is impossible for a tzuadaka, to a halat truma of a kinyan kesev of an eved. So over there, we have to find a case kinyan de ishut, be kinyan de ishut, yalfina. I need to find a case where he's being machil, the type of kinyan, which is an ishut kinyan. But lo yalfina kinyan de ishut, be kinyan de avadim. And Rava obviously doesn't want to say to, like Abaya says, because he says, what, you can't bring me a raya from the case of a Tzuadaka who only became a Tzuadaka later after Kiddushin, because Shaini Hatam Shekvar Achala, she had already gotten the schus to be eating Truma from before. So therefore, she doesn't lose that zchus until she loses it through an act of bia that now passes her. V'abaye, Abaye, we've already seen, he doesn't like that argument that we saw yesterday. Abaye says, what does kfar achla have to do with anything? I mean, achila is an ongoing right that's given to you through the state of being kanui, or knuya in this case. The moment, like the case with the child that we had yesterday, we're telling me because she once was ochelet. Right now, she's not ochelet anymore. I say the same thing over here. Rights of kvar achla, if he didn't have the koyach to be machler now, as a psuadak would be meaningless. Yulvium is dead. So obviously he's not dead, and he does have the rights to be machler. Okay? The only problem is that she may be, if she sleeps with the psula, that's called mishtameret to be a psula d'oraita. That's where Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon hold is not a problem. Says Rebbe Hoshaya, it's dependent on the machlokes in the Mishnah. If you hold it is a problem, like Rebbe Meir, so it's a problem. She can't eat truma. If you hold it Rebbe Elazar, she can't eat truma. What's wrong with that? Makes perfectly good sense without coming on to any problems of Geirut. The Elote Mahachi says, Abaye, don't give me this business of Kvar Achla. I pointed out to you yesterday, if you're going to tell me the fact that a woman once gets the right to eat truma, she continues to eat truma on the basis of that right. So then a Bat Yisrael, who marries a Kohen, who eats truma, another Kohen dies. So you could say she should continue to eat truma. It says, Beferish in the Torah, that's not true. So you see that it's the ongoing state of being knuya to that husband. He's ma'achil continually. That's the point. So over here, he's not being ma'achil. Says Rava, there's no comparison. Please. Hatam paka kinyana, for heaven's sakes. Over there, he has no kinyan at all. Correct? Over here, with the psuadaka, the fact that he became a psuadaka did not affect the kinyan that he had on his wife in the least. Lo paka kinyana. When he made that kinyan, she begins eating truma. Explain to me what takes off her rights to continue to eat truma. Saying that over there there would be continued to eat because of the fact that he had already made a kosher kinyan. Therefore, you can't show me that he, as a psuadaka, can be ma'achil because it was in the state of non-psuadaka that it was ma'achil. It's the ongoing status now of the kinyan that says that she doesn't lose rights to truma because there's no kinyan. But that doesn't mean that a psuadaka would be ma'achil. To prove that a psuadaka would be ma'achil, I need to find the case of the avodim and shifchot avakranim, that he could now be ma'achil. Because it's not an ongoing being ma'achil, it's the fact that the kinyan remains. All right, let's get to the question itself. You said that Rav Hoshaya never decided this question. Now, I want to hear more about that. Goof. Boy, minei Rabbi Yochanan, mi Rabbi Hoshaya. Psuadaka Kohen. He comes ahead now and he marries a Bat Gerim. Can he be ma'achila b'truma? Ishtik v'lo amalei v'lo midi, he ignored the question, did not respond in any way. L'sof ata gavra rabba achrina. At the end, another great man came. U'boi min amilta achrita. And asked him something else. Upashatli. And he did answer. And who was that other man? Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, who was standing there, said to Rav Hoshaya, I don't understand what just happened. Is something wrong with Rabbi Yochanan that you didn't respond? Oh, to Rabbi Yochanan, lav gavra rabba, but he's not in a great enough status to ask you a question. What? Why didn't you answer? Omar lei, dikaboy minei milsa vatlei patri. He answered me something that cannot be answered. I don't know how to approach it. But this is how Rashi writes. Leman is not part of what it is that Rav Hoshaya responded. It's not that Rav Hoshaya is saying, I don't know how to answer it because Leman, according to whom was he asking the question? No, that's not how to read it. Because the Gemara says before that Rav Hoshaya did not have an answer. So obviously he can't be saying, I didn't have an answer because the question wasn't properly formulated. He didn't have an answer because he didn't have an answer. Otherwise, the Gemara before doesn't make sense. So therefore, this is an honest, not a rhetorical question that the Gemara is saying. Very often when we say, it has no answer because, Leman, either, I don't know what you're asking me, If you hold this, the answer is A. If you hold that, the answer is B. So what kind of dumb question are you asking? That's not what it means over you. Now the Gemara turns around and says, okay, you say you don't know an answer, but we don't understand precisely. What is the question? There's a number of issues that are involved here. We're discussing over here, remember, the issue of a Kohen, who is a Ptua Daka, who is taking now a Basgirin. So then we have to look at every element of that. First of all, is a Kohen who is a Ptua Daka a Kohen, in the sense of having all of his normal Kedusha? Because if he can't be Bala Kahal, you could certainly see grounds to say, well, then he doesn't have the Kedusha, the special Kedusha vis-a-vis marriage of the Kohuna. That's issue number one. Is he a Kohen Mekudash? Second question is, assuming that he would be, he's marrying not a Gioret, he's marrying Bat Gerim. Is there a prohibition for a Kohen to marry someone who was born to Gerim, even though at the time that she was born, the family had already been Midgayer, or is that a perfectly valid marriage anyway? The other question is, he's also a Ptua Daka, whether he's a Kohen or not. And a Ptua Daka can't marry into Kal Hashem. But this question raises, now that's raised here, is the Kahal Gerim, where this woman comes from, is it considered to be part of Kahal Hashem? Now those issues here could be arranged in different ways according to different shitot, because there are machlokasin. There are machlokasin about whether Kahal Gerim is called Gerim. There are machlokasin about whether a Kohen is considered to be Bigdushate, and there is a machlokas also about whether a Kohen is allowed to marry the daughter of Gerim, who was born into the Jewish faith, her parents were already Jewish, or whether that's considered to be, at the very least, the equivalent of a woman who's born as the child of a Halal. I mean, so there too, she's not Uya LeKohen. Certainly, a non-Jew becomes a Jew, is at least the level of Pagam is the level of Halal.
All has a genetic lineage, provides him the level of Kedusha. Now there's another issue. A non-Jew is also not kosher for many things. Once they become a Ger, they become Kshere. So they're allowed to be married and so on. But are they called Kahal Hashem in terms of the Kedusha of the Isurim that define various levels of marriage Isurim? It's called Isurim Kedusha. Do they have that Kedusha? That's a major machlokas, whether Kal Gerim is called Kal Hashem or not. So if it says, Psuradak lo yavo b'Kal Hashem, maybe it includes Gerim, maybe not. Depends on the man. The Amrim, as we'll see in a moment. The other question was, Laman. Who was he asking the question, according to? Ila Rebbe Yehuda. Is he asking the question, Aliba the Rebbe Yehuda, who holds now that Bein Mekudosha Sekoi, Bein Lava Sekoi, Lo Achla. He holds, now leave the review, this whole thing doesn't make any sense at all. First of all, he holds that Kahal Gerim is considered to be Kahal Hashem. If so, it's a Psua Daka has a problem over here in marrying this woman. A. B. The woman herself is Psua the Kohen, even if she wouldn't be a Psua Daka. So she, anyway, so she's the equivalent of a Chalala. So what's the question over here? Bein Mekudushate Koi, or Bein Lav Mekudushate Koi. We have the question of whether a Kohen who is a Ptua Daka has the level of the Kedusha of the Kohuna or not. So would he be Mutter, therefore, to marry Gioret or not? Anyway, in this case, there's no way that he could be Ma'achel Truma. Ibe Kedushate Koi, look. Here's the Tut study. He's considered to be a full Kohen. So then he's not allowed to marry her anyway. The Omar Mar Bat Ger Zachar Ke Bat Halal Zachar. Forget about the Psua Daka. The Psua Daka issue is not the issue. If he's a Kohen, he can't marry her. Because she has a din of a Bat Halal Zachar. A Bat Halal Zachar is Psua Lekuhuna. So we give her the same din as a Halala. And if this Kohen is not considered a Kohen to be Osir in a Bas Ger Zohar, nu, so then he's still a Psua Daka, isn't he? As a Psua Daka, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Gerim are considered to be Kal Hashem. The Arminian Kal Gerim Ikre Kal. So I don't care how you look at it. No matter how you view it, there's no way for this person to be able to be Ma'akal Truma. It's absurd. Either he's not allowed to marry her because he's a Kohen, and if he's not a Kohen, he's not allowed to marry her because he's a Petzuah Dak. Either Rabbi Yossi, and if you're telling me that it's going according to Rabbi Yossi, who holds there's no problem of a Petzuah Dak marrying Gerim because it's not Kekal Hashem, there's also no other problem. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, whether you hold, he retains his din of the kuna to answer him in Gerim, or Bein Lab Kedusha Sekoi, anyway, there would be no problem. There would still definitely be achila of truma. Ochla. If you hold b'kedushat tekoi ochla, d'omer av gershon asagiyar gipito k'sher l'kuhuna. Yoshi's shita is that this woman is entirely k'sher l'kuhuna. So therefore, there's no problem of marrying a bat geri. Okay? What's the other problem? Is it psuadaka? No. Obviously, this, the way that the Gemara is formulating it is a little bit funny because it doesn't matter whether there's always two issues. One issue is a Petzuah Daka. The other issue is a Kohen. You can't separate these things. If he's a Kohen, he's in this. If he's not a Kohen, I mean, he'd be both no matter what. But in order to clarify, Tosis points out, in order to clarify the issue, we set it up as if it's two separable issues, right? I mean, obviously, we're going to need to come on to the problem of Petzuah Daka anyway. You're telling me, then there's no problem because he's allowed to marry a basket, but he's also Petzuah Daka. Okay, yeah, but let me separate that out. And if there wouldn't be any problem that we'd have to think about in terms of a Basgerian, what would we think about? Only the Petzuah Daka. Okay, let's think about that. But it's sort of a funny way to say it. It's just part of the way the Gemara likes to break things down as if they're breakable. In this case, they're not really breakable, of course.
No.
So now the Shiloh would be, therefore, even if we separate it out, I don't care how you're looking at the issue. Either way, there's no problem. She's Kshera Lekuhuna if he's a Kohen. If you're not concerned about that issue and you're only concerned about the Petzuah Daka Kohen, there's also no problem. Because Kaal Gerim, Loi Kre Kaal, there's no Isser in a Petzuah Daka marrying a Ger, marrying a Bat Gerim. So therefore, what's the problem here? Where was Rabbi Shaya concerned? I'll tell you, says the Gemara. He was concerned on Libra Haita. There's a third sheet, the Tanakh. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Isha bat gerim, lo tinaseh l'kuna ad shetehei ima miYisrael. This was the issue that Ramati raised earlier. So if you have now the daughter of gerim, unless her mother is a Yisraelite, so she shouldn't marry into the kuhuna. Now, what exactly does that mean? Okay, come here. When we say once the mother is a Jew, there's no problem, right?
Is that a yours?
No.
From birth. Mother is Jewish from birth.
Correct.
And so then the daughter is okay.
Then the daughter is okay. So now, what is the meaning of saying Ad Shetehei? Does that mean Ru'uya Lekuhuna? There's two ways of understanding. That she is now Ru'uya Lekuhuna in terms of Kashrut. So in other words, now becomes Kshera. Doesn't mean necessarily now she becomes Kedosha. Or does he mean now she becomes a full Jew? Once a generation arrives that is the daughter of an Ima, who is an Ima Miyisrael, so she now has the full Kedusha to be called Kahal, and she's no longer part of Kahal Gerim. Maybe that's the issue. So in other words, we've got two different ways of looking at it. If it's halach in terms of kashrut, so kashrut is muteres to kohen. Thank you. Is she muteres to Petzuah Daka? Yes, because it doesn't say kedusha was mitos vabo. She still comes from the kahal of gerim. Correct. On the other hand, if it means she now becomes ruuya because she's viewed as a Yisraelite, we no longer are concerned from the fact that she comes from the kahal gerim. So then she would be Asura in the Petzuah Daka. That's the question. Kashrut mitos vaba, and therefore she would be allowed to eat truma, because why not? You don't have to be Kodesh to eat truma. You just have to be married to a Kohen to be eat truma. As a matter of fact, you don't even have to be married to the Kohen. You could be bought by the Kohen and you'll eat truma. So it's obviously not a din in Kedusha, His Eved, Kanani, is not considered to be Kadosh on that level, but he belongs to the Kohen. So it's true. Okay, so if that's the case, maybe that's the halacha over here. But the problem is it may be that Kedusha mitosvaba, and the way we look at it is that once her mother is from Yisrael, we ignore now her lineage completely. It's as if she's any other person born to an Ima Yisraelita, therefore it's a full Jewess. If she's a full Jewish, she's not allowed to marry the Tzuadaka. That is a problem. Maybe v'lo achla. So therefore, Rav Hoshaya did not give an answer. If Rav Hoshaya did not give an answer, means he didn't know whether to view it, in fact, as a mishtameret l'biyah psula or not. Therefore, how could, that was the question we asked earlier, how could Rav Hoshaya himself, who didn't know that the Tzuadaka could be ma'achil, maybe couldn't be Machiel, ever, under any circumstances. So how would he be the one who would compare it to the case of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon? Toshma. Let's see if we can actually solve the problem. Ki ata Rabbi Acha Barchinen Amidaroma, ata v'aitem atlitza b'yadei. Comes along Rabbi Acha Barchinen, who was taught when he came back from the Chachmei Darom, a new bright, and it said like this. Minai in the Bitsua Daka Kohen, Shina Sabat Gerim, Shemachila Betruma. Here it says Beferush, that if a Bitsua Daka marries a Bat Gerim, she eats Truma, Shinema, the Kohen ki ikne Nefesh Kinyan Kaspo. What's the pshat? Nefesh Kinyan Kaspo? The Nefesh Kinyan Kaspo, that additional word, all you needed to say was Kinyan Kaspo. So the Nefesh Kinyan Kaspo comes to tell me, Hu Yochalbo, that he is able to be Machil Betruma. Now, ask the Gemara. Let's try to understand this Braita that he brought, Laman. According to what set of assumptions was this Pasuk meant to apply? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's obviously an impossibility, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, whether this guy has a din of Kohen or whether he doesn't have a din of a Kohen, there's no way that she can be Ochalas Betruma if he marries her. If he marries her, he passes her. Right? Because either because of Ptuadaka, Yotz Kal Gerim, a secret kill. If he's considered to be Bikudusha Sekoi, he holds that a Bas Gerim is considered to be anyway also to the Kohen. So obviously she can't eat Truma. So the whole thing is ridiculous. She's a Kalola at this point. Either Rabbi Yossi, what do I need a Pasuk for? What's the problem? Rabbi Yossi holds the fact that he's a Ptuadaka will not create a problem because she's not considered to be Mekal Hashem, but nonetheless she's Ksheira LeKuhuna because he holds that Baz Gerim does not have a din of a Kalala. So I don't need a Pasuk. First tell me the problem, then give me the Pasuk. The only one that would need the Pasuk would be, though, exactly as we said it, El Alav, the Rebbe Eliezer Ben Yaakov. Because Rebbe Eliezer Ben Yaakov's halacha left unclear whether the status of being now a Bas Eim Yisraelit was a status that removes her from Gal Gerim, or whether it just is Machir Lakuna. Because remember, there were two problems. The fact that she was the equivalent of a Chalala as being a Bat Chalal Zachar, and there was the other problem of her being Mikahal Gerim. The two problems are not necessarily the same problem. So the fact that she becomes now Kshera may not mean that she's Kedesha. Or, it may yes mean it's Kedesha. Comes along the Pasuk to tell me, Nefesh, that indeed there is an additional Riboy, you should know there's someone that you had doubts about. The Pasuk is coming to tell you, Bas Eim Yisraelit is indeed considered to be not Mikal Hashem. There's no problem, and the Tzuadaka would be able to continue to eat. It must be going there for Aliba, Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, and Shmamina, it's only Kashrut that was mitosefet, not Kedusha, and therefore she's allowed to eat Truma, Shmamina. And this would answer the problem of Rebbe Shaya, but Rebbe Shaya didn't hold this, didn't know of it, but he himself left it up in the air, which is why we weren't ready to say that it was on that basis that he made the comparison to the Mishnah in a case where the marriage wasn't consummated. Obviously, all of these cases, we're ignoring the question of Mishtamer Labi Epsula, unless you want to make it part of that. But The pashtus of the cases that we're talking about was where he actually was married to her, is Imachia. Whether in the state of not being married, it was after 12 months, and the whole business, Aliba Mishnah Rishayna, that would indeed depend on the other machlokas, Mishtamerta B'Yamsula. There's no reason to confuse the two issues. Let's keep this simple. Right? We're looking for a case that he would be Bana Imachia. So here, according to Eliezer Ben Yaakov, if he was married to her, sleeping with her for the past 10 years, he would be Machia. Because there's nothing wrong. Shema Mina.
Something weird. Someone who's been there, maybe who's been there, whose involvement essentially was with Sikari and Rabbi to be the Rosh Hashanah, and that they dealt with somebody been there, and the same as the protagonist here. Their lives changed. Maybe it has to do also with how they viewed it, what a Ben Gerim is.
Each one. Rav Amar Yesh Kupa L'Psulot, Shmuel Amar Ein Kupa L'Psulot. Now here we have a Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos as to how to understand what this sugya is all about. Rabbeinu Tam understands that what we're doing here is we're taking now another step. We were wondering what the din would be is about Eris. The Mishnah addresses that and says it's a Machlokas between Rabbi Meir on one side, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon on the other side, right? Now we have another question. The Mishnah also says that if the husband died, leaving her now after Nisuin, that would definitely pass on her. How about if he never slept with her? So is there a chuppah to create a state now of passing her Latruma or not? So that's what we're talking about. He gave her Kiddushin. And we're talking about the case in the Mishnah of Nis Almana. So if you hold Yesh Chuppah L'Psulot, so that means that in that case the Chuppah would be the equivalent of Bia. Nisuin is Gebia. And that passes her. Shmuel says there's no such thing as a Chuppah to a woman who's Psula, and therefore it's the equivalent of Mina Erisin. In which case, if it was Mina Erisin, even according to Rabbi Meir, it should be fine. Doesn't have a din of a chuppah. A chuppah to a psula is meaningless. Either he did sleep with her or didn't sleep with her. Because the whole point of a chuppah is he's makniselah toch beitoh. He doesn't have a beitoh for her. The Torah doesn't acknowledge that relationship. So therefore, you can't talk about the nature of chuppah per se as being a something that would possible.
So she's still remains a kinyan. Is that what leaves her at?
If there was Kedushin before, she has a Kinyan of the Kedushin, yeah.
Well, the Harayah essentially happened before the Chuppah.
And yeah, there was a regular Kedushin. Rashi learns as an alternative. We're talking about, we see in our Mishnah Machlokas about what the din is about Kedushin. The question is, what's the din of Chuppah? Suppose he didn't give Kedushin. He went right ahead, and the Kohen Gadol takes his Alman, or the Kohen Hedya takes his Gerusha now to the chuppah, and he never slept with her. And he never gave her kiddushin. So now, taking the next step, mishtameret l'biya psula, I understand. But over here, is a chuppah the equivalent of be'ila, or is it meaningless when it comes to a psula? We don't get into any question here. So there we have a machlokas. So according to Shmuel, there's no such thing as a chuppah for a psula. According to Rav, there is. Says Shmuel, but even Rav is moda to me, moda li Abba. B'tinoket p'chuta mi bat shalosh shanim v'yom echad. Ho'il ve'in la bi'ah, ein la chupa. For sure, let's not misunderstand how far Rav is taking this. Rav isn't saying that yesh chupa l'psulot means that there's a new din called chupa, which is unrelated to bi'ah, and which would passel for a kohen. Of course he's not saying that. If you would take to the chuppah a woman that you physically cannot sleep with, let's just say she's less than 3 years old. So less than 3 years old, the act of intercourse is not defined as an act of bia l'halacha. And therefore would have no implications in terms of posseling her for truma and so on and so forth. So if that would be the case, of course Rav would agree with me that that's not considered to be a chuppah. We all understand that the nature of chuppah revolves around bia. The only question between us is whether it's the equivalent of bia, but certainly, certainly it needs to at least be possible to physically interrelate with this woman. So if she's less than bat shalosh shanim yom echad, hoil ve'in la bia en la chupa. Omar Rava, look, Rava says, that we know. I mean, that we know from the Mishnah. I mean, what's the Avana Namitanina? Bat shalosh shanim v'yom echad. Mitkadeshet b'biya. Once a woman now is 3 years old, so she now can be Mekudesh b'biya. Obviously, her father would have to accept Kedushin, which is, she doesn't have das to be Mitkadeshet. But what it means is that if her father accepts the Kedushin, then she, in her act of bia, is now mikudeshet to the das of the father. Furthermore, if she falls to yibum and she's over 3 years old, it's a perfectly valid kinyan. If somebody sleeps with her when she is in the state of marriage to someone through yibum or through the marriage of a father, she would be a normal eshetish. If she is a nida, she would be mitama et boala, letame mishkaf tachton kelyon. She would have the same din as any other nida, because, again, it has nothing to do with age, it has to do with the act of intercourse. Is that possible? So then, what you did was an act of bia, the Torah says, that act of bia is mitame, the one who sleeps with her, that there should be a tuma mishkaf tachton of a boal nida, that has the same aloha ke'elyon, meaning ke'elyono shel zav. Normally, when a person's metame mishkev u'moshav, then in the princess and the pea situation, forget about the pea. The bottom mattress is an avatuma. The pea can't become an avatuma. Right? Oakland can't become an avatuma. But when it comes to a boel nida, even though he's metame mishkev, very strange things happen. He's not metame things, he's an avatuma. What he is, he's metame the pea. So he can only be metame ochlin and mashkin, because there's no din of an avatuma. So it's very different. It's not metame odom the kalim. The nida herself would be metame even the bottom mattress, which is kalim. He can't be metame the bottom mattress. He would only be metame, basically, the something that could be makabel tumor from less than an ava tumor. So his mishkav all the way down becomes not an ava tumor but a rishon tumor. So it'll be matame, a pi, without any maga. Fine. Okay. Next, furthermore, niseit kohen or chelet betruma. If the kohen sleeps with her, she's allowed to eat truma because she is really knuyalo through bia. Boale achad min apsulim pasla. Now, you see from here, bat shalosh shanim v'yom echad, hu demifsala b'biya. The bat shalosh shanim v'yom echad, who becomes now psula b'biya, so therefore, mifsala b'chupa. But if she's putami bat shalosh shanim v'yom echad, isn't it obvious that if she's not mifsala b'biya, she's not going to be mifsala b'chupa? Shema mina. That's how Rashi understands it, that it's basically a kal v'chomer. If the chuppah is sort of a stand-in for bia, then if the bia itself is not going to passel her, how could the chuppah passel her? But the other Rishonim don't like this pshat and Rashi for the obvious reason. If Shmuel needed to say that you should know that Rav is made it to me in the case where she's less than 3 years old, I mean, we don't need anybody to prove to us that pachas mibad shalosh shanim yom echad is in a ruyal abiyah. That's all over shot. That's not what Shmuel was coming to say. Shmuel was coming to say that despite the fact that according to Rav there is the nature of a chuppah, which on its own will passel, do not think for a moment that the chuppah doesn't relate to the possibility of bia. So if Rav says, well, I know that from the Mishnah, and then brings a Mishnah to say what we all knew anyway, which is that bat shalosh shanim v'yom echad is ruyal abiyah, makes no sense at all. What does that have to do with what Shmuel was saying? Shmuel wasn't telling us the Kiddush that a bat shalosh shanim v'yom echad is real abiyah, which is all that Rav is proving here, Aliba the Rashi's pshat. It's just the kol shekein. The kol shekein, it doesn't say the kol shekein in the Mishnah. It was Shmuel was mechadish that the two are interrelated. Therefore, say some of the other Rishonim, that the meaning over here is a diuk in the language. Niseit lakohen ochelet betruma. In other words, that there's a relationship over here between the nisuin and the bia. That's the point. So if the Mishnah is trying to make a correlation of niseit to the din of the bia, so then inafinami, that's what it seems to be saying. If she's bat shaloshanim, then shayach to talk to her about nisui. She's not bat shaloshanim, it's not shayach to talk about nisui. That's the deal. Afananami tamina. Shmamina. Rami Bar Choma says, Oh no. Yesh kubal psulos is exactly the question that we had before. I disagree with your approach. I disagree with both Rav and Shmuel. The fact is that Rav is claiming that a chuppah passes according to everybody. Yesh chuppah lepsulos, that's vadai. She has a din of a nesua. Shmuel is saying, chuppah is nothing. There was no kedushin, nothing. I say, the state of being now, in waiting for bia through chuppah, is the point of chuppah, is that it's an introduction to bia. The guy is bringing her formally into his home. What's he going to do? Play tiddlywinks? So basically, we've created a situation of mishtamer lebia psula. I don't care whether that's a formal creation of a kinyan or it's a creation of the act of taking her into the house formally. Bottom line is, it's exactly the same issue. This woman has not slept with someone that's puzzled her, but is in a position in which at any moment she is muhenet to do so. That's the machlokas in the Mishnah. Why is chuppah different than kedushin? I argue therefore on both approaches. And I say it's the same machlokas that we had in the Mishnah. It's a machlokas Rabbi Meir on one side and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon on the other side. According to Rabbi Meir, who holds that kedushin are pasling, chuppah nami pasla, even without kedushin, the way Rashi is learning. According to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, who holds that kedushin do not pasl, so then the chuppah nami lo pasl. Why would the chuppah pasl her any more than that? I don't understand, says the Gemara. I mean, they're not the same. Nimari, I mean, Gemara can look at Rabbi Meir also. Elabi kedushin the konila. How do you know that it's not the fact of the formal kinyan that creates the mishtamer lebia? Why? What makes you think that Rabbi Meir would hold that because of the situation it's called mishtamer lebia? Maybe it has to be halachically defined. A kinyan that's shamer from everyone else for the bia of a person who's bedafka pasul. Maybe that's what it means. But if chuppah is not kaina, so then maybe a chuppah deloikana lolo? I mean, I'm not saying that necessarily chuppah is not kaina, but I mean, you certainly have to deal with that issue. You can't say ipso facto it's the same as kedushin. Maybe it isn't. And on the other hand, inami, atkan lo kamri, rabbi lozer, rabbi shimon, atam lo kedushin, delo krevi lebia. There's another issue over here. Kedushin is basically a monetary transaction. I mean, so it creates a state that doesn't... You're telling me it formalizes the idea of marriage. So what? She's still living in her own bedroom, back in the family home. She's got no connection to this guy, which she's not supposed to. She's what we would call engaged. I mean, obviously, it's a real state of Eishes Ish. But in terms of sexual connections, nothing. It's like an engagement.
Doesn't allow anyone to
talk. Right? Okay, so maybe over there, ain't a chinami. We don't call that mishtameret labia. Nobody's talking about bia, nobody's thinking about bia at this stage, supposedly. When it comes now, however, to chuppah, the whole point of chuppah is that it's korav labia. You're bringing her into the house. So maybe over there, Kedusha is lo kriv levia, but chuppah de kriv levia, maybe even Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon would be made hachinami de pasla. Therefore, jumping to the conclusion that the relationship of chuppah and kedusha to the question of mishtamer levia psula is precisely the same, and that whatever would be a machlokas one to the other is completely unjustified.
to be continued in the Shabbat.